This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. says it has intelligence backing Israeli claims that militants are using Gaza hospitals to support military operations, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Israeli forces are fighting militants in the streets just outside Shifa Hospital, Gaza's biggest. Israel says Hamas is hiding in the sprawling facility and in tunnels underneath, using civilians as human shields. The U.S. now agrees.
We have information that confirms that Hamas is using that particular hospital for a command and control node and probably storage of equipment, weapons.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, Gaza's health ministry, denies that militants are using Shifa and says it's invited international organizations to investigate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Yemen's Houthi rebels on Tuesday threatened to target Israeli ships in the Red Sea, weeks into a campaign of drone and missile attacks targeting the country over its war with Hamas. The narrow pass between Yemen and Djibouti at the foot of the Red Sea is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes, which carries about a fifth of global oil consumption. Tens of thousands of demonstrators gathered in Washington on Tuesday for a March for Israel to show solidarity with Israel in its war with Hamas and condemn rising anti-Semitism.
We stand with Israel! We stand with Israel!
Streets were closed around much of downtown amid heightened security as people gathered in bright sunshine on the National Mall, many draped in Israeli and U.S. flags. This is VOA News. More than 20,000 people are expected to gather this week in San Francisco, California, where leaders of 21 economies in the Asia-Pacific are meeting. Activists also see the meeting as an opportunity to get their voices heard. Elizabeth Lee has the story from San Francisco.
Protesters are pounding the pavement.
What do we want?
And raising their voices in hopes that the leaders from 21 Asia-Pacific economies will hear what they have to say.
Last year,
some in large numbers with loud voices.
Shut down APEC.
There are people here to speak out about the climate, the Israel-Hamas war, the conflict in Myanmar between the military rulers and ethnic groups. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, San Francisco.
European Union nations have acknowledged they may fail to fulfill a promise for ammunition Ukraine needs to stave off Russia's invasion and to win back occupied areas. With much fanfare early this year, EU leaders promised to provide 1 million rounds of ammunition to Ukraine's front line by spring 2024. That would amount to a serious ramp up in production, but the bloc is finding it tough to come up with the goods. Some 300,000 rounds have been delivered from existing stocks in the EU so far. Quote, the 1 million will not be reached, you have to assume that, German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius said on Tuesday. The UN Refugee Agency says about 5 million Ukrainians have been internally displaced by Russia's invasion. Many are from Donetsk region, which has been hit harder by fighting than any other province. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Tatiana Sherbak left the eastern city of Bakhmut in February, a city that fell to Russian forces after some of the fiercest and most deadly clashes since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. She has helped to run the shelter since March and estimated that about 700 people have passed through its doors. Families with children usually stayed for a few days, she says, while older evacuees were harder to find permanent homes for and sometimes stay for months.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. A man has been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter related to the death of former professional hockey player Adam Johnson, police in Britain announced Tuesday. The police said the man, whose name has not been released, remains in custody. Johnson, who was playing for the Nottingham Panthers in the Elite Ice Hockey League, collided with another player and suffered a slashed neck from a skate blade. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.